the first book was really a book largely about Asheville. The original Tupelo Honey, I think, had that same vibe as Asheville, a very creative, fun energy in there. So Brian and I decided that it was a good idea to kind of make it an Asheville book. The second book is really about the Mountain South, however, more about the Blue Ridge region, and it kind of now follows our geographic footprint as we have grown and expanded.
Brian, how does this cookbook reflect what's happening with the restaurant?
Really, the cookbook allowed me the opportunity to kind of expand more and get further out into the region. Like Elizabeth said, we were able to work with more game meats. As far as working with the restaurant, you know, we were able to expand on new ideas we have with creativity at the restaurant since the last book. So you'll find, you know, a nice good handful of recipes you've seen at the restaurant. And we were able to put cocktails in there now because we have a whole new, you know, bar menu going. We call it the pickled okra. So that's a nice, interesting part to be able to include more that we didn't have in the first book.
Before we started recording, you explained to me that you have some Pennsylvania Dutch background. Yep. Are there similarities to the cuisine of the Pennsylvania Dutch and the mountains of Western North Carolina?
Now, there certainly is. You know, my relatives are all from that Pennsylvania region. They're, you know, Dutch and German and Welsh and Lithuanian, those folks. So a lot of the same people that settled these mountains down here. In those days, you're dealing with, you know, talk about local regional produce and foods. I mean, that's all you did back in those days when these mountains were settled. So you used what was available to you without having to travel or having it shipped. When I got excited about doing this book, I was thinking about a big, large wooden table in my kitchen, working at kind of doing it, you know, the old school style, get into working with, you know, rabbits and pheasants and guinea hen, things that my grandfather used to, you know, cook and eat. So in the mountains, you've got your certain types of critters and all. You've got your certain types of people that like to live in the mountains. And you have to have a certain, you know, mindset for anywhere you want to live. So I believe there's a lot of similarities into it. You know, of course, up north we would use a lot of potatoes. Down here we use a lot of grits. So I like to find ways to bridge that gap a little bit. You know, I make my grits really creamy, a little extra thick. I used cauliflower instead of potatoes to make a mash that goes with things. So I like to bridge a few gaps there, but I believe there's a lot of similarities to it.
Is a signature dish for Tupelo Honey shrimp and grits? And if it is, why is it?
Well, shrimp and grits is the only recipe on the menu that bears my name for it. You know, I grew up in New Jersey in a seafood house. I've always loved shrimp. And it actually had grits the first time when I was in college in Rhode Island. And I was just like, wow, this is really neat. I never thought of that. We had, you know, porridge and farina and things like that. But I was like, grits, you know, it's so adaptable to what you want to do. You know, you can make it taste like anything you want to add to it. So many possibilities. And that always intrigues me because I like to take food that you can make it into, you know, transform it into new things.
But it is fascinating that a Western North Carolina mountain restaurant, and we're talking about shrimp and grits.
Mm-hmm. It's true. We don't lock ourselves into any particular, you know, region. We like to be the whole South when it comes from exploring things. You know, the Southeast region is very interesting to me. You'll see low country and Cajun and Creole influences, you know, as far as even, you know, Memphis barbecue type of things. You know, I like what I like. And when it comes to food, that's an awful lot.
So did you grow up on cream of wheat rather than grits?
This is true. Lots of cream of wheat, lots of oatmeal, but I am now a solid grit fan. You know, I've been down in the South since 1990, and it was an easy transition for me to get into grits.
His grits have goat cheese.
Ah, a little secret.
Got to have my little secrets.
Elizabeth Sims, tell us a little about the publisher and the importance of working with a well-known publishing firm.
Andrews McMeel is a imprint of Simon & Schuster. What that has enabled us to do is, first of all, it's a great honor for them to want to publish a Tupelo Honey cookbook to begin with and approach the restaurant about doing that. And the first book was very successful, so we were very happy when they came back and said we want to do a second book. What it really means is that we have national distribution of both books.
Tomorrow, Elizabeth Sims and Brian Sinauskas from Tupelo Honey explain why Western North Carolina has become known for its growing number of quality restaurants. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.